Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is Craig available, please?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Craig. How are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal. You've been trying to re-contact you in regards to a Scottish redress claim when you was in care. Is that correct, when you was younger?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This isn't a bit like... Okay. Isn't it abuse? Is that this just about care?
Yeah, correct. So when you was in childcare services when you was younger,
yeah.
Did you witness any sort of, obviously, abuse
from staff members? I did, not that again, yeah. Abuse and that.
Was there any attacks from the children or anything like that?
Honestly, I don't really even remember.
Do you not? How was your time in care when you was younger?
Shite. I was in care for 11 till 16 or so, or 12 till 16.
Right, okay. Due to, obviously, the care system and how it was structured when you was younger, because there wasn't any precautions put in place at that time, you will qualify for a compensation payment, which is a Scottish redress payment, okay. Now, in regards to the compensation, we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases. Now, the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Okay.
Right.
Now, as long as you was in care before 2004, because there wasn't the correct precautions put in place and there was abuse within the care facilities, then you will qualify for a payment. All right.
Right.
Now, what we do, we go through a claim form, get it set up. It takes about 5 minutes to complete. Then we'll get a form of ID from yourself and we'll package it up and send it to the legal team. And they'll obviously contact the Scottish government. And then what they'll do, they'll claim for a redress payment for yourself. And
right.
Like the average is around about £45,000 for anybody that was in care before 2004. Okay. So what I will do, I'll go through a claim form with you now, Craig, and then we'll go through to the next process. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Brilliant stuff. Bear with me a moment, Craig. I'm just going to get a claim form up, all right?
Okay.
So you said you was in care from what age, do you reckon? Roughly?
11.
Around about 11
till 16.
11 till 16, okay. Let me play. So, Craig, my name's James Thompson. I'm your case handler, and I've been allocated your case, okay?
Okay.
So, 16 years of age. Okay. If you do go quiet, I'm just updating your report for you, all right?
Yeah.
So, Craig, I've got your details here on register. I've got a Mr. Craig Meehan, is that correct? M-E-I-N.
That's right, Meehan, yeah.
Mean. I've got an email address as Meehan, Y-F-I-G-A.
Meehan Ifigala.
Yeah, meanifigala@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. The contact number we have for you, Craig, the best one we have is the one that I'm ringing you on now. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the one I have.
Brilliant. Okay. As I did mention to you, in regards to the compensation that you'll be entitled to because you was in care before 2004, it's not there to heal up any scars from when you were younger. It's there really just to try and give you a brighter future due to, obviously, you've been within the care system at that time, okay. You'll be allocated a solicitor. They'll be having a chat with you in regards to the care facilities that you were in. Obviously, if they've broken any laws and not had the correct precautions put in place, then you will qualify for a payment. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Craig, just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Paul.
It's 26/06/67.
26/06/1967.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant stuff. What's your postcode, Craig?
TD12E.
Sorry, say that again, bud.
It's TD1, Thomas Delta 1.
Yep.
2 Echo Golf.
I've got you. There we go. Woodstock Avenue, is that right?
That's right, 142.
Which number? 142. That's fine, no problem at all. You was in childcare in Scotland, is that right?
Yeah.
Give me just one moment, Craig. Okay, Craig, I need to ask you a few questions now. If there's any questions that don't apply to you, you can just say skip, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever been known by any other names at all?
No.
No. Okay. And how old are you, Craig?
I'm 58.
Okay, next question. Have you got a terminal illness at all?
I've got mental health issues, and I'm back problem that I've had since a kid.
Okay. Okay, no problem at all. So that stemmed from your childhood to your adulthood, is that right?
The mental health has, yeah.
Yep, I can imagine. Okay. Now, the children's home that you were in, how many was you in from 11 to 16?
I was in three different places.
Okay. Do you remember the names of them?
The first place was the Selkirk Priory.
Right, let me just try and find that on the register. It won't be a moment. Okay. Do you want to spell that out to me, Craig? Do you know how you spell it?
S-E-L-K-I-R-K, I think. It's the town Selkirk.
Priory,
yeah.
Yeah, I've got it. Give me a second. Let me just see if I can find that on register, all right? Just mm-hmm. have a look at the records, all right? Bear me a moment. Do you know what area it was in?
Selkirk, the Scottish Borders.
Was it the Scottish border, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so I'm just going to confirm in regards to Selkirk, it was S-E-L-K-I-R-K.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fine. No problem at all. Priory at Selkirk in Scotland. I've got that. There we go. Bear with me a moment, buddy. How long was you there for, do you reckon?
To be honest, I don't care. Maybe a year and a half or something, maybe.
Okay. No problem at all. So moving on to the next place that you was in. What about the next place?
The next place, I don't even know what it was called. It was a detention centre. I don't know, I heard there. Something.
Okay. What about the last place that you were
in? The last place was Wellington List D School.
Was where, sorry?
Wellington List D School in Pennycook.
Wellington. List D.
It could be Wellington Farm or Wellington List D. I think it goes under a couple of different names. It's shut down now.
Oh, I've got it here. It was a school for boys.
Residential school.
I can see it here on the register. Bear with me a moment, buddy. Wellington Farm it was.
Yeah. Well, it was Wellington List D School to anybody that was in it, but...
Yeah, of course. We've had a few cases from Wellington Farm.
Was there anything that was bothering me? Because I wanted to check about Wellington. I wanted to see if I could, find any people that I would remember from there. And when I looked on, I searched it up on Google, I couldn't do it. It had been closed down. And that when they closed the premises, the place down, they left all the documentation. So people were going in and finding all the documents for me and for anybody that was in there.
Of course, so
I thought that was pretty bad.
In regards to the register as well, in regards to a few claims that had been made against Wellington Farm, there was quite a lot of physical abuse where it could be from the staff members towards the children and stuff like that.
That could have happened to me, but being a kid at that age, you didn't see it as being abuse or kind of what I mean.
No, of course. I mean, any sort of physical attacks or anything like that, even if it was slapping, restraining, anything like that.
It was a form of abuse. Yeah, well, I was restrained at certain points.
Okay. Give bear with me a moment, bud. Right, so in regards to when you was at Wellington Farm, did you ever see any children being restrained? Was you restrained in any way?
I was restrained at one time, I remember.
Okay.
It's all quite vague, to be quite honest.
Of course it is, because it's a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm fully aware of that. But what will happen, you'll still be on the records from being at Wellington Farm.
I know that.
That will qualify you for a compensation payment, okay. And like I said to you, the average is £45,000 and we've got a success rate of 100%, okay.
Right.
So as long as you can confirm that you was at that Wellington Farm, then they'll check on the records, and if the solicitors marry them up with your records, then it'll make you eligible for a compensation payment. Okay.
Okay.
I need to put on your claim form, Craig. What are your parents' names?
My mother's Frances Buchan. B-U-C-H-A-N.
B-U-C-H-A-N. Yep.
Yeah. And my father is
Can
James.
I just ask, Craig, do you know a date of birth at all?
I've got a tattooed on my leg.
Oh, have you?
She passed away now, age. So...
Okay.
The 4th of the
4th. That's all it is.
4th of the 4th, 37?
70. Sorry, did you say 4th of the 4th?
Wait, I'm trying to get to some of the back of my leg. This is sad.
Go on.
4/4/37? That'll be right?
Yeah, I've got all you. Right. What they'll do, they'll check with the records anyway if that's not correct, so don't worry about that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You said your father's name was James. What was his surname?
James Mean. Same as mine.
Same as yourself. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have to ask the question as well. Do you know his date of birth?
I don't know. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. If you don't know his date of birth, that's fine. I'll just put not applicable on there. Okay. Right, before you went into care, Craig, do you remember any home addresses that you lived at? Do you remember the address to go into care?
Yeah, when this was all happening, my home address was 22 Forest Hill.
Forest Hill?
Forest Hill, Dallas Hills.
Okay, give me a second. I'm just going to try and bring the records up for that. It won't be a second. What area did you say it was, sorry?
Dallas Hills, Scottish Borders.
Okay. Try to find it. Bear with me a moment, bud.
Yeah.
Forest Hill, yes?
Forest Hill, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Brilliant. Okay. We need to place on there as well. Do you have any siblings at all, Craig?
I don't. Siblings, yeah. Family. I've got three.
Brothers or sisters.
I've got three brothers and four sisters, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we'll need to put their names on here. Obviously matching up with records. Okay. So we'll just quickly go through them. Can I take your first sibling, please?
Right. My brothers are John Mean.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Do you know his date of birth at all?
I don't know any of the dates of us.
Don't worry about it. Go on. Next one.
Ivan.
Ivan. Mm. I-V-A-N.
Yeah.
M-E-I-N. Okay, yep. Next one.
And Douglas. Mean.
Douglas.
And then my sister's. Okay. My sister's was Lorraine Mean.
Lorraine.
Carol.
Bear me a moment.
What's that?
Bear me a second. Sorry. Just try to type as fast as I can for you, okay. Next sister, after Lorraine?
Carol.
How is Carol, did you say, yeah?
Carol, yeah.
Carol Meehan?
Meehan, yeah.
Okay, any more?
Maureen.
Maureen. Meehan. Maureen Meehan, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, okay, bear me a moment. So date of birth, I just need to place on their date of birth. The date of birth is not applicable. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And I've got another one sister that I never knew about until I was older. God, I can't remember what name.
Don't worry about it, honestly. It's only to match up with the records.
Name's
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's only to match up with the records. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you was in the children's home, do you know the authority you was cared under? Would it have been Edinburgh Council, Glasgow Council?
I think maybe the Priory would have been, like, Borders Council? Maybe.
What, sorry?
The Borders Council? Anyway, for Selkirk Priory. And then for Wellington, I think it's like... maybe Pennycook or Edinburgh. Yeah.
Don't worry, they will check it, okay? They will check it
yeah.
on file. if you don't know that for sure. Now, what's your local doctor's surgery? What's the name of your local doctor's
surgery? Dr. Montgomery.
No, what's the name of it?
Waverley Surgery, I think it is.
Sorry, Craig, you broke up then, bud. Say that again.
Waverley. Waverley Surgery, yeah.
Bear me a second, let me see if we bring that up on file. Waverley Doctor's Surgery.
Yeah.
Just going to try and bring up information regarding Waverley, okay?
Yeah.
Is it Waverley Medical Practice? Is that the one?
That'll be the one, yeah.
That'll be the one. Give me a moment. Just going to bring up the address because we have to place it onto the report. There we go. Waverley Medical Practice. I've got it there. And is that in Galley Shields?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I've got it there.
Yeah.
There we go. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so what I now need to ask you, Craig, I've got a few more questions and then we'll go on to a statement. And then what we'll do, we'll need to get a form of ID from you as well for your file. So it can be, do you have a bus pass or anything like that?
I'm actually in the middle of just getting my bus pass renewed.
Is it expired?
Yeah. Although,
yeah, don't worry about it. Have you still got it?
I don't have the card, no, I've handed it back to the council to get it renewed.
Do you have any other form of ID? Do you have, like, a passport or driving licence?
I've got a certificate of ID.
Right, okay. Do you have any other photo ID at all? So, like, a citizen card?
Pass, I don't want a photo.
Okay, no problem. So, you said you've got your birth certificate, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, that's fine. We can use that. That's no problem at all. And we'll need a proof of address as well. So any letter that's been sent to your address within the last 3 months, we'll need that as well. What will happen? Administrations will send you a message on your phone via the application. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile at all?
Yeah, I've got it. I hardly use it, but it's there. It'll come up as a notification.
Yeah, it'll come up as a notification. So what you can do, you can take a picture and then you can send it back by the application WhatsApp. We'll do that after we've sorted this out. Let's just get this completed first of all, okay? Now, what I need to mention to you, Craig, because it's a substantial amount of money that you can claim back, okay? If anything was to happen to you between now
and next weekend,
we basically need to put a beneficiary on your report. So if the money couldn't go to you due to, let's say, a death or anything like that, then the money would have to go to somebody else. Who would you like me to put down for your beneficiary next to kin?
Carl Mean.
Okay, give me a second. Who is that to you?
My sister.
Yeah, your sister, okay. Give me a second. You want to go to Carol yet? Give me a moment. I'm going to pop her down as your beneficiary, okay. Date of birth unknown, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you speak to Carol at all?
Yeah. But
you do?
Yeah, I see her now and then. We live in the same town.
That's fine. Do you have any ways of contacting her? Do you have a telephone number for her at all? It's just we have to put it on. If you was awarded, let's say, for the average is £45,000, so let's just go off what the average is. If you was awarded £45,000 and something was to happen to you, then it'd have to go to somebody, so we do have to put a form of contact on there, i.e. an extra kin.
Wait now, I'll see if I've got a phone number for her.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time, Craig.
I'm sorry, I can't find her phone number just now.
Okay, no problem at all. I'll put, you'll be able to grab that at a later date, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So in regards to a supporting statement, does she know of you going into care?
Yeah. My whole family does.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. No problem at all. Right, so we need to ask this question. What was the reason of you placed into care? Due to, like, parents, family, or was it a troubled child?
I was a troubled child, but the reason I was put into care was the police. Like, I was always getting into trouble. I was abused when I was a kid. And I got PTSD.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was getting into trouble, obviously blocking out whatever had happened to me.
Of course.
One day, I'd got into trouble. The police had took me back home. When the police had left, my father spoke to me, and all my father did was slap my face. He never beat me up or anything. But I ran out of the house, and the same police that had taken me to my house had seen me later on. And I think I got taken away because they tried to say that I wasn't safe in my parents' house, which was a lie. My father's never beat me up or anything like that.
Okay, give me a second. Would you say you was restrained as well from staff, is that right?
Yeah. In both the Priory and Wellington, and probably the one in the detention centre. I don't remember much about that place.
Okay. In regards to being restrained, was they physical with you? Is that right? Would they be harsh on you?
Again, in my mind, not because that's the way everyone was back then, so I don't really care.
Of course.
Come on, yeah.
Of course I do, yeah. In regards to, did you ever see any other children being, like, physically attacked?
I don't even remember anybody in there.
Right. Okay. But it has had an impact on your adulthood. So you said you suffer from PTSD, is that correct?
Okay. PTSD, yeah.
Bear with me a moment. And that's from your childhood, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you say you suffer from mental health?
Yeah. I mean, that is mental health anyway, CPTSD.
Yeah, of course it. Mental health and anxiety, would you say you suffer from?
Yeah, anxiety, yeah, quite badly.
Bear with me a moment. Okay, have you ever resorted into alcoholism or any sort of drugs or anything?
No, I've taken drugs. I've tried certain drugs when I was younger, but I never, abused them. I never used anything, wipe anything out.
That's fine. No problem, Craig. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put a password onto your report as well. So what this does, it gives you a form of security as well as ourselves. So if anybody rings you up regarding your claim, all you need to say is, do you know my password? If they don't know your password, then nothing to do with your case. That way, as I've just mentioned, it gives you security as well as us security. So I'm going to put a password on your report. It can be any word. What would you like it to be, Craig? It can be said for animal or so you want it to be said.
Said.
SID.
Yeah,
that's fine. No problem at all. Right, Craig, so what we'll do, we'll elaborate on your statement a little bit. Obviously you mentioned when you was in the children's homes when you were younger, you was restrained from staff numerous times. You've seen obviously other children being restrained physically from the staff. You now suffer from PTSD, mental health and anxiety, and that's due from your childhood traumas. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. So what I'm going to do now, while you're on the phone, I'm going to just place you on hold for a minute while I speak with the administration's team. We're going to get you a message sent over for your birth certificate and a letter from your address, okay? The solicitors will need that as a form of ID to get your case set up for your compensation. And also, we're going to send you an email. Do you use your emails, Craig? Is that right?
Yeah, well, I've got it. Yeah. I don't really use it that much, but yeah, I receive them.
Right, okay. so you receive your emails, that's fine. So basically, it's a click sign document to state that you're happy with a solicitor taking on your case. All right, so what I'll do, I'll just get administration to get that sorted for you, then I'll talk you through it when I come back to you. Just need you to hold the line for around about 60 seconds. The line's going to go quiet, Craig. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cheers, bud. Thank you. Hold the line.
Bye.
Hi, Craig. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. So, administrations have sent you a message via WhatsApp. Have you got your birth certificate and your letter to hand?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You do? Brilliant. So, if you go onto your WhatsApp message, it'll allow you to take a picture of your birth certificate and your letter and send that through. Are you able to check that while I'm on the phone? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm on it just now.
Yeah, brilliant. So when you reply back to, you can see the message there from the administration team. If you click on the camera icon, just where you type, where did you type a message, it should be a paperclip and a camera icon. When you click on the camera, it'll allow your camera to open up and you'll be able to take a picture. Are you okay to do that for me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, take your time, pal. If you get stuck, just let me know.
No, I'm fine. I'm just looking. Oh, yeah.
It can be any letter, buddy. It's just to confirm that you do live at that address, Craig. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah. Right. There's... There you go. I'll send my boss a certificate on.
Yeah, just that... Just the letter of your, but just the birth certificate. I can see it here on system. There's a little bit of it that's cut out. Are you able to take a little bit of a better picture than that for me?
Yeah, I'll try.
Is that okay?
How's that?
Let's have a quick look on system. Yeah, that's a lot better, that, Craig. Okay. That should be fine. No problem at all. So I'll upload that to your case file right away now for you, okay? And the last thing we need to do, if you go onto your emails, there's a click sign document on your emails, just to state that you give authorization for the solicitor to contact you. So if you go onto your emails for me, there should be an email from MMA Legal.
Probably in my mouth. What you got on? I can't find it.
Right, let me just check if we sent it through to the right email address. Okay, so I've got I'll read it out to you. So we've got M for Mother, E for Echo, I for India, N for November, Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
F for Foxtrot, I for India, G for Golf, A for Alpha, L for Lima, A for Alpha at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right, okay. If you go into your, if you go into your inbox on your emails.
I'm at that.
Are you at there? If you press the refresh, if you pull it down and refresh.
I've done that as well.
Might nothing come through.
Where is it? 11. That was not coming through. It might have went in like junk or some stupid thing like that.
Possibly. Let me just see if I can send it to you via a text message as well. Give me just one moment. Won't be a moment. Is still nothing come through on your end?
MMA,
that's the one. MMA Legal, that's the one. So if you click
it just came up and gave me a notification. Yeah. But I can't even find the email.
Can you not?
No.
Bit of a strange one.
Right, yeah, it just came through now.
Yeah, there we go. Technology these days.
Digital signature request.
Yeah, that's the one. So if you click on that, it should say click to sign.
Yeah.
And like I say, it's an authorization email to state that you are happy with the solicitors. That's the one. Proceed to document. That's the one. And then it should say click here to sign. When you click on it, it'll come up with an automatic signature, an electronic one. It won't match your signature. But because it's electronic, if you just click on it, it'll just do it automatically for you. Then it should come up with a finish button.
Quite a lot of documentation.
Yeah, so it's just basically a breakdown in regards to the compensation, and also giving authorization for the solicitor to contact you so you can be allocated for with the solicitor, okay?
What page is there?
It will
be. Oh, right, I've got it here.
Have you got it there yet? And it should say Craig Meehan, and it should say click here to sign, and it should come up with a finish button after that.
Craig, finish.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah, I can see that's been done, Craig. Brilliant stuff. So that's everything completed now, Craig. Okay, what's going to happen? Your case is going to be packaged and sent through to the legal team. The solicitor will be in contact with you in due course, okay? My name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. If you've got any questions whatsoever, save this number because this is a direct number for me and you can contact me at any time. Is that okay, Craig?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much for your time, Craig. And just
wait
for
a call to
the solicitor in due course. And obviously, we'll get you that compensation you deserve, pal. All right.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Craig. Look after yourself. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.